This is Preston Patterson, creator and writer of New Generation Firstborn Suki, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Yo, it says 21. Gotta represent something real quick. Put it up with me. Cruising down the street, bright lights. No one thought someone like me walk from the floor.
That's just no tracks today.
Represent my city, my city. Represent my city, my city. Bright lights cruising down on the main street. My city, represent my city. Yo, represent the thing I came from. Came back in the Mac, came back on the rap. Word. Yeah. No one thought someone like me, someone from a rapper like me, came from a small town, but we all gotta start somewhere, am I right? Look, they represent that orange and black, they represent that orange and black. Every time it's Friday night football, man, they're out there like a Friday night fight night. Gotta keep it true, gotta keep it on the pace. Man, I remember just cruising down on Main Street, yeah, on Main Street, cause there wasn't anything to do but cruise, bright lights and everything we do.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan,
Logan.
And today we are going to be looking at a album that a young man sent to us. He's new to the rapping industry. He goes by the name S21, so we appreciate him sending it our way. And again, he is very new to the business, so he's wanting our feedback on it. And we're going to turn it over to April to take over at this point.
Right. So S21, he's had an EP previous to this last year that came out in 2015. And then this is his freshman album for 2016. Going straight into the music, the mixes underneath all of his songs, they're purchased mixes. They're nice mixes. I really like the beats and everything. But personally, if it was my project or, you know, just in general, I find it easier if to mix your own or work with somebody personally who can mix, just so that you get your own personal touch on it and you can mess with the tempo and dynamics and different contrasts within a song and just, you know, just put as much of your own spin on it as you want instead of depending on whatever you get.
Right. And I was able to tell that they were purchased tracks because you can tell slightly a sound quality difference between the vocals, especially when he has featured artists. Especially when he has featured artists that are on the track mix itself. And then within the beginning song, which was My City, within the track itself says, purchase these tracks. So, and he has that, and it's in several songs. Not just this one, but like three or four others as well.
Oh, and and also with that, with the different sound qualities, is that investing not only in just general mixing equipment, but either investing in recording equipment and having your own little studio space, or saving the money to go rent studio space, because you can do that as well.
Right.
And to get in there just so that it all flows and meshes better together, you know, and so people don't get that jarring, like, different sound quality, or it's not fuzzy, because if it is fuzzy, then it's harder to understand. And it's already rap, so, you know, you've already he's already talking fast, you know, so the cleaner audio would make
really
it really pronounced
music
and everything.
Go ahead, John.
There were a few things that I thought he needed to work on. For example, on his song, what was it?
Which one were you thinking of?
The one with the
chanting,
the howling or crying, the famous cry. That was Slow Down.
The one on Slow Down. Like, he had a girl screaming, a wolf howling.
Well, he
and I don't necessarily think that it fit the song well.
Well, he was going for "They're Scared of Me Now."
I liked it.
But I think that when he came up with those sound effects, he was going for a cool effect.
But he didn't.
But it was
the purchased it, and put it in the song, I think that he was doing it for a cool effect.
But yeah. The screaming girl is some random gal in the entertainment industry or music industry and or
well, we don't know that for sure. Mm-hmm.
No, we don't know who's actually doing it.
He's saying they're scared of him. Screaming and fried.
Well, he does say they're being scared of him.
But, yeah, that's just visual.
But lyric-wise, I can see where Jonathan's coming from, because it does sound like it's going to be kind of like a horror-esque type song. And the only thing really mentioned is they're scared of me and stuff like that.
Lyrically, looking at it, he does have promise rapping.
Yes.
He's better than I am. I'm terrible at it, you know? So it's not that. It's sometimes, every now and then in a song, it all of a sudden fights the beat a little bit. Mm-hmm. Especially if you have a song that has a constant beat or a constant theme throughout it, which these purchased ones do, you've got to make sure it always flows and it always makes sense. Yes. Or else it's almost like you're going along and the listener like kind of turns a bit and it's like, what? And then it keeps going. And I think that's just a matter of just practicing more and just finding rhythm more.
And he seems to recognize decent beats. Because just picking out the beats, and that's a little bit of our, you have an ear for, because if he got something that didn't sound good, then you really have issues. But he's got the ear for the beats. But I think, I don't know how much music he has as a background, like you were saying, April, get some soundboard, mixing board, try to get some guys together to actually get some of these him. You know, especially if he can definitely create the music himself as well as the lyrics, because I think the lyrics, when he comes in, that's his own.
Yes.
They are.
Yeah. If he can get the music behind it too, like you said, it'd be easier flowing for him. And the mixing board would mix it a lot better. Even with the purchased tracks, he can mix his voice better. It would
sound as one instead of one layered over the other.
And then another thing that I feel that he really needs to work on is his repetitiveness. Because there are a few songs where he keeps repeating himself. And I feel like that's something that probably needs to be worked on.
Yeah.
Well, and that's towing the line of, because for rap, there's not really a chorus part, but that catchy part, that would be considered the chorus. And so it's towing the line on how many times can it be said, the appropriate amount of times to where the person likes it and it gets in their head and too much to where it's like, okay. But,
without anything in between them either.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
it's a bit you know music better, a little bit better than any of us in this room. How many times would you have done it if you...
Well, there's a lot of songs that are really repetitive. We sing one at the church we go to that it's kind of like, oh my gosh, please end the song, because it's gone on the same words over and over and over and over. So it happens in all genres.
It's the Blue World. That has a very, very...
But it is true to break it up and just like put a verse in between to cut it, to make it seem like it's not going on long. And then that's another part of energy and the beat underneath it. If it's catchy enough, if it's energetic enough, then people, like you said, won't notice it. So that also depends. That's another thing with him himself is that the breath support he could have a bit more, because right now all of his rapping sounds a little airy and singing in general. And so if he just took, and it sounds so silly to be saying you need to have good classical music breathing where you breathe deep from your diaphragm and stuff, because you don't think that relates at all. But any music, no matter what, whether it's electronic disco, whether it's heavy metal, country, classical, everything has the core foundation of music theory, music training, and everything. And so, and then it branches out from there. But it all starts from that. And so, if S21, if you understand that basic level right there, and that'll help with mixing as well, if you understand the foundation, the techniques, the different theories behind everything, then mixing's going to come easier, breathing is going to come easier. Lyrics will probably come easier, or at least the flow of them. And so, just, I think honestly, just taking the time to really go over that is the best thing.
And if you're going to admit it's going to be not so good a thing, actually learning how to or getting some lessons on it might be helpful. If you're at the point where you're admitting you're a bad singer.
Logan's referencing to, I think, the second song that we're going to be going out on. He actually does make a reference that he's not the best singer. Mm-hmm. And I will echo that. He can rap. Mm-hmm. But the singing-wise, you know, there are several rappers that don't sing. They always have featured artists or that background singers that do the chorus and the vocals for that reason, because they're just there to rap, and that's what they're comfortable with. And you can tell that he's uncomfortable with singing. He's more comfortable with the rapping aspect, because he comes through much clearer when he's doing the rap than when he's singing, because when he sings, it goes to a quieter voice almost. And so that's one area where, like Logan was saying, if that's not your strong suit, don't fight it.
Either make work on it or mix it or has it. And that, and just go back to just figure out basics and then do this, because it's hard. Like, to me, it's almost like, I don't know, like building a house and forgetting the foundation. Or building a big skyscraper, but you forget the middle section.
Maybe the left wall. Maybe the left wall, not the middle section.
Maybe the left wall. Okay.
Because most of it's either rapping or the background, not singing. Most of it, I don't think it was, anyways.
Well, but you get what I'm saying. Without the foundation.
Yeah, that would be the breathing.
It's a little everything.
A little bit of everything.
The beginning stages of singing. What his lyrics, I think his lyrics are all right. I mean, it reflects him. To a degree, but then there are some of his lyrics where I kind of question, do they really reflect you? Because and this is not a knock on him. It's just, this is a young gentleman. By his picture, you will tell that he is a young gentleman, but he's talking about like he's been around for a while. And I think he needs to adjust that a smidgen.
Yeah.
Because with the lyrics that really ring true are the songs, My City kind of rings true, because it talks about his hometown. He talks about another town in another song that's close to his hometown. He has superhero references, mac and cheese references. I mean, that's true to him at this stage of his life. And when he does that, it sounds more real than when he's trying to say, you know, I've been out there and coming back. So
like finally made it and stuff like that. And it's and like you said, it's not a knock, because it's not like, you know, we want you to fail or anything. It's just that the best music is honest music. You know, take past experience, take what you're experiencing now, and talk about that, and talk about different aspects of it. Because I also noticed that the theme for the song, lyrically, were very similar each time. Yeah. And obviously, from time to time, you will have similar themed music in your career, but keeping it different, you know, fresh, putting some different, it will really help listeners be like, yeah, well, this is kind of cool. And it also, once again, doesn't sound repetitive. And it just, in general, don't try to a facade of, you know.
You said something, Logan? I thought you were going to say something. I was there
basically agreeing with her on something.
Okay. I thought you were getting ready to say something, so I wanted to make sure you had your opportunity.
Understandable.
Like I said, this is one where he's a young man. He's actually, you know, most people don't even have the guts to try. Given that, he's got the guts to try.
Yeah.
He's got his music out there. But I do want to mention some of the marketing aspects of this as well. We've been talking about music, but I want to briefly touch on the marketing. You need to really be careful on how you're marketing some of the stuff that's in your songs. Be careful on what's in your songs and what you're saying in the songs to make sure it reflects you.
Well, the thing is, you've
legal trouble. Because there is copyrights and stuff, isn't there? That could actually
not so much about that. What you need to find out.
He has purchased the tracks.
Yeah.
But with his lyrics, he needs to be careful just to kind of make sure.
Referencing Spider-Man was what I was talking about.
Oh, the referencing superheroes, that's fine. You can do that. Oh, yeah, you can do that. And I actually enjoyed that because I'm a comic book nerd.
Right.
So I actually like those references.
Yeah, with the lyric-wise, it needs to be appropriate. Not only for what you're rapping about, but also for the audience and everything, you know.
And we know this is rap, so we know it's basically an almost an inappropriate genre, but you still have to be reflective of who you are. But also in the marketing, when you're being reflective of who you are, we've looked at some of this stuff on CD Baby and iTunes. You need to go in there. If you're having somebody do this or you're doing it yourself, have them look through there. Do a little bit of editing to help you out there to make it look, you know, one of the things we've always learned from whether it's a professional or one of the independent artists that are becoming into the industry and been there for a while is you have to look professional. And I think Mike Hall really hit that even on Kickstarter with his gaming. You have to show a professional front. Mm-hmm. So make sure that when people are helping you to make sure you're putting that professional front on your product.
Mm-hmm, like all aspects too. Not only that, but be true to you and your label and everything, because what people read of you and everything is what they're going to expect of you. But really, because if somebody sees something and they go to you, you know, booking wise or anything, and all of a sudden you can't deliver or something like that, that's going to damage the reputation in general and everything. So make sure, everything looks very nice, reads very nicely, you know, is honest to where you are in your career and what you aspire for and everything.
Right. And you look at the rappers today, some of the very famous ones, they don't control their marketing. They have somebody else do it.
Yeah.
That's professional in that field. So, you know, you need to make sure who's supporting you puts out that professional look as well, because I know, you know, with the independent industry it's a little bit harder. Try your hardest to watch out for
even if it's you yourself doing it, which is fine. If you feel the need, or just in general anybody should do it, have somebody else take a second look. Just as, you know, make sure it's all kosher and very, you know, fine and everything, which will help a lot.
But for me, it's like he's got some promising areas. He just needs to brush up, work on them. Don't give up.
No.
Definitely don't give up.
Definitely not.
Mm-hmm. Just
get better.
Yeah, just get better. And that's going to take some years. When you get more years on you, like me, since I'm up there in the 40s range, I'm not going to say exactly when, but you'll have a little bit more experience that you'll be able to pour into your music as you get older. But, you know, like April and I were saying, stay true to yourself. And, I mean, it'll come.
Right.
You just got to be patient sometimes. And you hear this all the time on, not necessarily The Voice, but American Idol, when they have the really young singers in their teens.
Oh, and they're,
you
know, like,
you have the voice, but you can tell you
don't connect or something.
Right. The experience isn't there. You don't have that pain yet or wonderment.
And the thing is, it's not that the goal is to acquire pain or that the goal is to fit a different song. The goal is to take whatever pain or joy or mediocrity or whatever that you've had in your life, no matter where you're at, whether you're 3 or whether you're 53, and work with it. And don't try to, like, force something in your life to happen to give you those, you know, experiences and stuff, because it'll, like I said, it'll come naturally. I mean,
all too fast sometimes.
Yeah, right?
I think that'll probably pretty much wrap it up for us tonight with S21's review, unless there's anything else anybody wants to mention real fast.
Say again, I mean,
okay, go for it.
I mean, we kind of touched on it, but we didn't touch on it enough for my liking.
Okay.
With the lyrics and with the appropriateness of lyrics, because then we started going into professionalism. Kind of marketing,
and I took a dive off, sorry.
And so because I didn't get to clarify the appropriateness, I'm not saying don't cuss, I'm not saying don't talk about, you know, dark stuff or anything, because that's up to you, but you've got to realize who you are, who your listeners are, and just you've got to be world aware and socially aware enough to look at your lyrics and think,
is this right? Yeah. Is this, because sometimes the lyrics say it all. So,
Because
what I think you were trying to say is, when you're writing the lyrics, make sure, I don't know,
get someone else to go over it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess kind of. But the thing is, what you don't want to do is offend the whole world. you know, because especially this early and everything, because that just ruined your career.
Right.
And it's a fine line of being true to you and trying to respect everybody else at the same time. Yeah. Obviously, no matter.
Still trying to be edgy.
Yeah. And no matter what you do, at least one person will be offended. Yeah. But there are definitely certain words or topics or something that you could either steer clear from or figure out a more artistic way to put, so that it's having the tact, the musical tact, to get it across, like, so that people will respond to it well. But yeah, so, you know, it's a hard thing to find, but like I said, over time and as people respond to music, you'll figure it out, so it'll be all
right. Right, I agree.
Yeah, and this is one, I think it's only digital download, there's not a physical CD, which makes perfect sense for any struggling artist, because, you know, they're going to put out a digital before they put out a physical item. Mm-hmm. That's just common sense in today's market. So
that's another thing. Look at the number of tracks that you put on an album and EP, because if you make it too big for any artist, if it's too big, then A, people, you know, are going to get tired, you know. or B, your focus is going to be spread thin, and so instead of making, like, on an EP 5 amazing songs, you'll make 9 or 10 like songs, so, you know, that's another thing of knowing you and knowing what you need to focus on and really just zoning in.
That was one where I was kind of like, ooh, 20 songs on the album. It's like, usually, you know, stick to the industry standard, 10 to 12.
20 albums is like, that's like a greatest hit album. Yeah. Once you get there, then you're going to have your 20. Yep.
So, yeah, that's another marketing ploy you need to kind of watch out for. But, yes, I agree with that as well.
But other than that, I think we're good.
Okay, so if you want to go to CD Baby or iTunes and look up S21, you can look for his album, It's Been Real for a Long... It's Been Real for Way Too Long. And you can also go for his EP that was out last year, which was Faded Gray or Faded to Gray.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, check out his music there. Support him. Give him some feedback. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have comment sections on there too. And, you know, for any artist, they need feedback to grow. So he's got some good bones to start out with. He just needs to kind of, he'll work them out. I think he will. So give him some time. We are going to be leaving out with
Soar to the Sky.
Yes, Soar to the Sky. Thank you, April. So we hope everybody out there has been enjoying listening to us, visiting about S21's album. We've been having fun here. We'll see you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah. We just want to dream. We just want to fly. We just want to soar to the sky. Some people want to dream and live the life. Some people want to fly. Some people want to soar to the sky. Sorry, I can't sing, but I'm in that mood, dude. Like, for real. Some people want to fly. When some people want to sing. The bright lights we're getting. Everybody's getting a dream. You see, we're flying somewhere where no one thought we could be. Belton saying, hey, we finally came to be. My squad with me. Now we're feeling like we're making it. Bright lights, LA, we tripping out tonight. Yeah, tonight. Yo, soar to the sky. Woo! Dude, we made it, man. We did it, look, like, we finally made it to the dream that no one thought we could be. We've been soaring to the sky like it was plan B, but it was plan A the whole time. We ain't gonna go by.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.